But it was a very like a little Fender Mustang that he set up and played, and then I inherited. How did that happen? Well, you have to pay me to find out.
Wow.
Word of the day, folks. The word of the day. Why do we do the word of the day? Well, generally speaking, the more colorful your vocabulary, the more people tend to see you as someone of profound worth, you know, because you have clearly done your homework when it comes to developing your vocabulary, and your education, therefore, is a cut above. So people want to associate with you, you know, because you're successful.
Yeah,
I'm just blowing smoke here like you can't believe. But generally speaking, it's true. Someone with a wider vocab tends to be considered to be more. And in business, that's useful. Hey?
Yes, no, 100%.
And definitely when you're communicating socially, if you have a gorgeously florid vocabulary, well, there you go. Today's word of the day is ruminate. Ruminate?
Ruminate.
Yeah, what it means. To ruminate is to think carefully and deeply about something. For example, we ruminated over the implications of our decision.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
When you ruminate, you chew over something, either literally or figuratively. Literal rumination may seem a little gross to humans, but to cows, chewing your cud, particularly digested food brought up from the stomach or from another chew, sounds gorgeous, is just a natural part of life. Figurative ruminating is much more palatable to humans, and that kind of deep meditative thought is often deemed quite a worthy activity. The verb ruminate has described metaphorical chewing over since the early 1500s, and actual chewing since later that same century. Our English word comes from and shares the meaning of the Latin verb ruminare, to chew the cud or muse upon, which in turn comes from rumen, the Latin name for the first stomach compartment of a ruminant animal, that is, creatures like cows that chew their cud. So there it is.
Wow.
King, what is the word of the day?
It's ruminate.
We'll ruminate over that.
Yeah.